Rory, I think you've got a story for us about how lasers can be used to make 3D images.
Yeah, I found this paper in this month's issue of an open access journal called Optics Express, and it reports on some work carried out by a group of Scottish universities led by Gerald Buller from Heriot Watt. And what they've done is they've built an imaging system which is capable of producing high resolution depth profiles, so 3D images, of everyday objects from a distance of almost a kilometre. Now, I know over the years we're a bit spoiled with Google Maps and satellite imaging of the Earth and makes you think, you know, a kilometre is nothing. But when you take a standard image, like with a normal camera, you're actually just producing a 2D map. So you're collecting all the photons and the detector helps you build up the image. But it doesn't give you any idea of how far away objects are or how deep a hole is, for example. It doesn't give you any 3D image, any 3D data. But if you shine a laser onto an object and collect the photons as normal, but also time how long the laser takes to reflect off the object and come back to you, you get a much better idea of the depth or the distance away you are. And this is called time of flight at TOF systems. And this is the basis of the Scottish imaging system.
Don't most objects, rather than reflecting light back to you in a very easy to look at controlled way, don't most objects actually scatter light? So it sends it out in all different directions and that might affect how long things take to get back to us.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. It does indeed. Light will always scatter. But what you can do with different imaging systems is you can choose wavelengths that you know that an object will reflect more preferentially. So in this case, they've used an infrared wavelength, about 1500 nanometer wavelength. And that's just a bit longer wavelength than visible light. And the detector that they've built is also tuned to detect that kind of wavelength and the scattered wavelengths around it. So you can kind of tune it a little bit to be a bit more specific as to what you're actually gathering.
And what kind of applications could we use this new laser 3D image technology for?
Well, the kind of cool thing about this is that it images objects that aren't reflective. If you think about shining a laser on a surface, it will bounce back to you perfectly if it's a reflective surface. But as Ben mentioned, normal surfaces aren't like that. So this system can actually measure images that normally don't reflect the light. So like clothing or rock faces or vegetation or, you know, trucks, anything like that. So this tech has been used for a little while in kind of autonomous vehicles, so when a machine needs to have vision, but over quite a short range. So what these guys, what they see it being useful for is to look at things like the health and volume of vegetation growth, or maybe even things like movement of rock faces, so you could assess any potential hazards. And the long range of this system allows you to think about those kind of applications.
One of the obvious concerns with this is that it could be used, especially at that sort of resolution, to recognise people, in fact to pick out individuals from a very long way away for espionage type things. Are they going to be able to use it to recognise me from almost a mile away?
Well, I think we're safe in knowing that they probably won't be able to tell the difference between you and me, Ben. So I think we're okay on that. And that's based on the fact that the wavelength that they've chosen, this wavelength of light that they've chosen, human skin isn't actually very good at reflecting at that wavelength. So when you see an image that they take with this scanner, you can see a person dressed up in a hooded coat, for example, and you see the edges of the coat, you can see folds in the fabric, but where their face is like a dark, weird, ghostly image. So you actually can't identify people with this. So human skin can't be identified with this.
Quick question for you, Laurie. So going back to the point about human skin not reflecting the lasers, does that mean that we would absorb the lasers, that light then? And then is it dangerous?
We will a little bit. It's just an infrared kind of wavelength. So it's actually completely safe to the eye. So that's a really good thing to think about. A lot of these laser systems that are laser imaging systems use wavelengths that would be very dangerous if they were to strike any of us near the eye. But this is actually very safe, eye safe laser. But in terms of danger to you absorbing it, it might make you slightly warmer, but from a kilometre away, I don't think you'll have too much thermal power on you.
Thanks, Laurie.